Na-na-na-na, na-na-na-na, hey, goodbye. Wow, yeah, I'm stuffed up, I'm full of allergies right now, so my my falsetto is probably not
Oh, you're crying.
I could be. I really could be on this lovely Thursday morning. The sun is shining, but you know what's not shining is unfortunately the you know, our lovely little endeavor that we've had. It's coming to an end, folks. And it could be the classic case of it's not goodbye, it's see you later. We don't know. You know, we really don't know. I can hear Ryder in the back, and I think Ryder's like, you boys are staying. You know, I'm not going anywhere. But we just wanted to hop on, and Riley and I chatted a little bit beforehand, and then we got carried away talking about, you know, new things. So we figured we'd start the recording and just have a good little, to be honest, a good little bullshit with you. We're going to answer some questions. We're going to look at some comments, and, you know, we're going to talk about what's next and how, you know, Riley doesn't know this, but I'm kind of a part of his life forever now.
That is true.
So folks, just, make sure that he stays true to that, hold him accountable. And I mean, I'm getting married soon, so who knows, you know, if you want to come to a really fun wedding, you know, Riley, you know what to do. You just send the odd tune. I thought of you the other day because Kings of Leon is coming on tour, and I instantly bought tickets because KOL is probably top five bucket list artists that I need to see in my life. So
is that a new tour? I feel like they've been quiet for a little.
They're doing a new album, and then they just announced a tour.
They've been around for a while, eh?
Oh, bangers on bangers on bangers. And like, I will say, Mechanical Bull and like Walls, I think, is like Walls two is of my like consistent albums that just have everything you need and like really good from top to bottom.
Yeah, Walls is unreal. I like remember like Sex on Fire. That was their big one that came out. I'm curious of how old that is. That's gotta be.
You got like some real good KOL songs if you think about it.
That's gotta be old. That's gotta be like early 2000. No. Like maybe even, I'm gonna look that up actually.
Like, Sex on Fire will definitely play at my wedding. That's just like a no brainer. But then obviously, I mean, you can go up and down the list. Was that 2008?
Yeah, that's a high school for me.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, jeez, the dirty 2008s. Yeah.
What were you doing in 2008?
Well, I was 10, so I was probably just starting to figure out a lot of things. I think at the time, me and my brother were sharing a phone. We had an old like Fido flip phone, and whoever was out could use it because then they could like let my mom know when we're coming home. So did I ever have the phone? No. I didn't really get much time with it. It was usually my brother. But 10 years old,
cool
I was.
When you had it, though.
That's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
But anyways, let's start with this first question, because I think this is, you know, a question that we can, I think we'll just be transparent about it. The first question that we got asked is, why have you decided to end the podcast? And I want you to start, because you were the bigger man, you were the older man, and I feel like you need to address the room of why you're breaking up with me. No, I'm just kidding. This is a mutual thing.
It's not you, it's me.
Yes. Go ahead.
I mean, I think there's like multiple things. I mean, we talked about it. We don't want to end the podcast, I think, from like an enjoyment standpoint. I think it's been difficult to like balance, and like we're kind of all over the place. I mean, like you said, like you're getting married and then you're speaking, and we're having another baby. Moving on to kind of our next phase of life post playing, so just a lot of things. One thing that I think both of us too like not struggle with, but we would rather do this in person, and I think there could be a lot of like we could gain momentum probably a little easier if we were doing it in person and enjoy it more, even though we are enjoying it like when we do it. So there's multiple factors, and I think it's just sort of who knows what the future holds kind of thing. But I think for right now, it's just it wasn't really fitting, and it was sort of the synergy, I guess, wasn't there, and we need to kind of focus on some other things too. So
yeah, and I mean, honestly, to be like completely transparent, I respect people who podcast, because it's hard, and like it really doesn't seem like it would be that hard, but I mean, the scheduling purposes, like you said, with, you know, with what you got going on, I'm kind of all over the place. So like the scheduling purposes is one thing, but I think we do have to, you know, throw a big shout out to, you know, our main girl, Han, because yeah, she's
for sure.
I don't think a lot of people realize like the behind the scenes work and like, you know, editing the podcast and then, you know, clipping things for social media and, you know, constantly being able to keep that side of things afloat while she's also juggling, you know, her life and her work and what she's doing. So, I mean, yep, major props to her for being able to stick it out with us. And I mean, at times, it's realistically, in hindsight, it is a very easy gig. You know, even a new Tune Tuesday, you know, just being able to sit down for 1 minute and record a video, but it's hard. You got to prioritize things and you got to make sure, yeah, that you know, you are giving this space. And I think we've just juggled with that for a little bit, but it doesn't take away from like the enjoyment we've had along the way and like the relationships I think we've been able to cultivate along the way. And I think that's something that I really do think I'll miss, is just like those real spontaneous connections that I never thought would I would really have the pleasure of, you know, being a part of. And yeah, learning a lot. I can say that I can proudly say that there's probably about 3 or 4 things from the podcast that I talk about in my speaking engagements. So I think that's just goes to show that there was degrees of growth and there was a lot of, you know, learning involved while also just being able to, you know, have the pleasure of having these conversations with some pretty insightful individuals. So
yeah, for sure. Do you have one thing that like stands out to you that you, I guess this would be one of the questions.
Yeah, we'll go to question 2, because I think this will kind of tie into that. Question 2 is, do you feel that you made some great connections with your guests and maybe some friendships? It's funny, I'm like I said, I'm battling allergies, and it, you know, when you're just like sick and you feel like you do a flight of stairs and you're exhausted.
if you speak for too long, you're going to be huffing.
That's me right now. But yeah, I think I know we can both agree that we've been able to make some outstanding connections. And it's fun because I've been able to see and like follow a lot of our guests along the way. And even like Nick Hardwick, you know, being able to have mm-hmm. that discussion that we had with him. And now he's a coach for the Los Angeles Chargers. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, one day along the way, I'd love to go to LA. I'd love to go to a Chargers game. And I'd love mm-hmm. to like somehow see if we can see Nick again. You know, like I messaged him after he got that coaching gig and he messaged me back. And it's just like something that we're two different worlds. We're two different individuals, but we are able to connect on such a meaningful topic. And I really do think that helps propel an instant connection that like can be able to last rather than, you know, being able to maintain things where you have to constantly, you know, be in connection and be in talk. So I think, I mean, there's a number of people that I think we can go through. My boy, you know, Ron McLean and Max Kerman, close friends of mine that we had the pleasure of talking to. And that's just like a conversation that we can forever look back on, even though we have built a foundation on other things. I think we can look back on like the highlight of that conversation being a part of this foundation that we have as a friendship. But yeah, go ahead.
It is pretty cool seeing like, I mean, a lot of people, like a lot of guys that I had not like known, but like a lot of people that you like heard of and you knew what they did, but then you didn't know like the bulk to them.
Yeah.
I mean, going through like Michael Landsberg, like that one was really cool. Like I always remembered Michael Landsberg as his personality on TSN from like growing up and watching SportsCenter and whatnot. But yeah, then you just sort of hear like what he has gone through and what he's doing now. I mean, Ron McLean was the same thing. Like Rob Pintuala doing First Session. I grew up playing hockey with them, but this kind of like brought us back together, like, you know, rekindled, not rekindled a relationship, but like our paths crossed because of our interest in mental health and growth and things like that, you know? There was another one that stood out to me. Oh, Leela.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, that was so cool hearing from something that I'd never, like, I don't know the ins and outs of being a on-site
CNN correspondent.
Yeah. Like, that was so cool. So yeah, stuff like that. That was awesome. And you do, you learn a lot. You learn a ton.
And then I think like this can tie into, I'll pick this question. What was the most intimidating part of starting a podcast from scratch? What area do you feel like you both grew the most? I'll let you take the starting from scratch one just because it was technically your podcast.
Yeah, I think the starting from scratching, it's intimidating. Like, I always battle with, like, I don't want to act like I know everything about topic or like I don't want any, like, there wasn't any like attention seeking motive or like, I don't know, like putting myself out there so like people could hear my voice. It was just like a genuine interest. And also like, if we could help a person here or there gain some interest from a group of people that want to listen and like relate to us, then that was like, that was the goal. But it is intimidating, like doing something new and foreign and just trying to like,
excuse you.
Yeah, did you hear that? Sorry, I'm drinking my Zevia cola. I'm always drinking one of these during an episode.
Do you? Okay, sorry. I'm interjecting, and I have this squirrel thought. I've been on like a DC train lately. A little bit of Diet Cokes here and there.
Oh, wow.
And I will say, a Diet Coke burp is one of the most riveting feelings in the entire world.
Just one of these.
I had one in the, this is too much information, but I literally had one in the truck the other day that like made me look around because it was so obnoxious loud.
Sometimes they come out of nowhere too, where you're just kind of like,
yeah,
like that one. but yeah, no, it's intimidating just speaking like actually trying to formulate words from thoughts and answer good or and ask good questions and answer questions and stay engaged in conversations and not worry so much about like yourself, like actually listening to somebody else, which is definitely something that I'll take, and hopefully that skill has improved a bit.
Yeah, I think that is interesting because I just finished my speech yesterday, and I always kind of finish my speech with, I want to leave people with like three things that they should hopefully hold to like a high regard in their life. And the three things I said yesterday was perspective, conversation, and connection. And I think honestly, like this ties into that, like doing a podcast, because you're here honestly to gain perspective. You're here to have a meaningful conversation, and you're here to connect in a way that's relatable for the listeners. Mm-hmm. And I do believe that our biggest, like, you know, goal in all this was like you said, we're not here to act like we know it all and be like, you know, we're doing this, you know, we can do this. Like, it's more a case of we wanted it to be as relatable as possible. And I think that's like I've really boiled it down to like, people need relatability, and like people need like those real life, like moments or like, I guess, epiphanies that they can hear, I think, in another conversation. And also being able to immerse yourself in a conversation that you're not a part of, but you kind of feel like you're a part of, I do find to be really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, it's not an easy thing, but I think like starting a podcast from scratch is really a way to work on your skills that you maybe wouldn't work on in like a day-to-day situation.
Yeah.
And now I'm tired and now I'm out of breath because I just talked. But that kind of ties into like what our next kind of, it's a couple questions that are along like the similar lines of like, what are the biggest lessons you guys learned from the conversations? You know, how did you use them in your life? What area do you feel like you both grew the most? So like, I guess, you know, back to you, like the growth aspect and like the learning, education, understanding, recognition aspect of things, like what do you find really sticks out?
Yeah. I don't know if it's like I don't think it's like a single thing from the podcast directly. I think it's just like a as like I'm starting to get older, I'm like sort of understanding that maybe I need to change in ways. And like the podcast is a part of that growth process. Like before the podcast, you know, like as you get older, you start to like take things out of your life that don't fit anymore and you sort of move on. And I think doing the podcast was like a really helpful piece for me to like start to learn about what's important and like how to be healthy and how to figure out what works for you, how to talk to yourself, how to like weave in the things that work for you into your everyday life. And so like that was like a common theme with everybody, I think, that we talked to, was like they have done it, or they have weaved these things into their life, or they've figured little things out in their life, and not figured everything out, because nobody ever figures everything out, but they've have these positive practices or whatever that we were able to learn from. So I think that was like the biggest thing, and like almost like a eye opener for me is like keep going in this direction and like keep trying to feed your brain good food and to do things the right way, and to, because it's like a constant process. It's not like you wake up one morning and you're like, oh, I have everything figured out. But if you can kind of do these things that are healthier for you and listen to people that are healthy and educated, and you know, then you can add that all into yourself, and then I feel like that kind of leads you in the right direction to sort of live a happier, healthier life. So
yeah, I think honestly, like, I think probably something, I don't want to speak for you too, but something I think we both really value more now is like listening, but also like being able to listen like wholeheartedly. And I think it's hard in a podcast because you're listening and you're finding a way to tie into your next question, or like being able to like pick something from what they're saying and put it into your next question. But you're also trying to find a balance of like, I want to listen to this because there could be another piece of information that I might forget about if I'm already thinking about the next question. So I think just like that pure listening aspect of things. I think there's a couple things that come to mind for me. Like Joe Hawley, I think was still one of my favorite episodes. And I think, you know, to like, to even like the touch on like the grief aspect of things, he brought like a really interesting perspective of like, yes, grief is very much about losing someone and like losing someone in your life and losing a loved one. But I think we don't think about grief as like losing something and like giving ourselves enough time and space to like actually grieve the loss of something. And even like with, you know, losing someone, you're allowed to recognize that like you lost a lot of things that come along with losing someone. Like you lost that friendship, you know, you lost those really important pieces that come along with that person. Or even for him, you know, losing his identity, losing his job, losing his love, not so much his love of football, but just like losing that deserves grief, or like deserves grieving, and like deserves moments of like grieving, where I think I don't think we normally attach grief with like losing something.
Yeah.
And then, like, honestly, there's a couple conversations that, I mean, I think, you know, Dr. Alicia Nasser was really good. I think, Dr. Emily Ann Holt was really, really powerful, but also like, I mean, for us, we are as human beings in our own bubble and like in some ways. And I think it really did, a lot of our guests really preach like the getting outside your comfort zone, being spontaneous, you know, trying new things, like realizing it's good anxiety rather than, you know, we normally attach anxiety to such a negative connotation. But like even, you know, Mark Berwicky, like the fact that he's like, you need to look at your obstacles and your challenges in a different way and like flip your perspective of like, I get to do this and like I have the opportunity to overcome this. And I think that for us was like a way of like, this is a challenge, like going into these spaces, going into these conversations with people that we maybe normally wouldn't correspond with about these meaningful topics. But I think that is something that I really learned, is like people need this, and like people love talking about themselves, and like not in like a selfish way, but like people love, and I love asking people about themselves, because I do find that there's a lot of power in a story.
Yeah.
And like, if you get people talking about themselves and their perspective and their story, that can lead to a lot of commonalities and a lot of common ground and a lot of, you know, growth and healing in other ways. And sure. I think I'll always be somebody that will ask people about themselves, because I do think that's a gateway to like really create that space and like create that, not so much trust, but like create that, like, we're doing this, you know, like I'm going to challenge you to do this. And yeah, so.
And it's surprising when you do ask people about themselves. I mean, you just kind of said it, but just like the things that you have in common with like random person you sit beside on the airplane, or like, you know, just person you see in the elevator or whatever it is. So it is, it's good to ask questions. And I feel like now it's like at this point in the world, like it's, people just kind of see that as weird in some occasions, you know? When you like ask someone about the hat they're wearing, or like,
yeah, you
know, like, oh,
I like your hat, by the way.
You're wearing like a Bills shirt. Like, are you from Buffalo, whatever? And then like conversation goes, and then all of a sudden you have like something in common, and you know, just like stuff like that goes a long way. You said it earlier.
Sorry to interject again. I saw a tweet yesterday, and it was a guy that was at the Players' Championship, and he said there was two old guys sitting in front of him, and they were chatting like the whole time. And all of a sudden, the one old guy got up after chatting for like hours, and he like looks at the other guy, and he goes, "Oh, I'm Tim, by the way." And it's like, these are two old guys that don't even know each other's names, but just like found ways to like connect. And yeah, I mean, obviously golf was their biggest connection, but like the fact that they just like talked, and like I miss that. Like, even yesterday after my speech, like I love when people come up to me. Like, the first guy that came up to me was like a young, like, you know, vibrant guy, and he was wearing a Bills hat, and I was like, what's going on, man? Like, thanks for coming. Are you a Bills fan? He goes, yeah. And I was like, well, the Bills need to do some work, because they have not been good in free agency. But it's just like that instant, like, let's, you know, like, that's something small that we can really start on, and then we can expand. Like, you don't have to expand in that very moment, but like, that's a way of like gaining confidence within yourself and your conversation ability to like, okay, that's a small step. And like, we can start to take those, you know, we can start to get there like gradually. But I think that even ties into this question of like, how do you think running this podcast for the last 3 years has helped shape, you know, where you're both heading in the future? And I think that's just like purely perspective for me, and like purely perspective of like, you just never know. And like, you never know when somebody wants to like have a conversation and like connect. And like, what do you got going on over there?
My phone's on do not disturb. I don't know why this. We just got our house set up for with cameras.
Oh, okay.
And Keisha just went outside.
Why, you're afraid a couple deer are going to come break in, or what?
You know, you can never be too safe.
I'm just kidding.
You know what? There we go. Should be better now. My bad. That's disrespectful.
Oh, man. Okay, love two Tuesdays. Would you consider doing something like that on Instagram, either together or separately? I expanded my music library a lot. I think I know who asked this, and God bless this amazing woman's soul. I love music. I think we both do. And I think we've made a pact, even though we're not doing a podcast, that we will always send new tunes along.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I could do a better job of just like throwing a song up.
Do you have instead one right of now, like any chance?
I can in probably.
The only reason I asked is one came to my mind, and it's been on my mind a lot lately.
Okay, go.
And you would like, have you ever heard the song Soul Fight by the Revivalists?
No, but I do like the Revivalists.
I don't know how I stumbled on it. Maybe it came up on my like Discover or whatever. But it's such a good song. Got a nice.
What is it called?
Piano.
Repeat it for everybody.
Soul Fight.
Okay, I'm into it. I got one. Pacific Coast Highway by the Hip Abduction and Trevor Hall. Answer your question, the comment there. Yeah, Pacific Coast Highway, Hip Abduction, Trevor Hall. I will always be happy to share my music knowledge. And I think anytime I post a song on my Instagram story, maybe I'll take Riles.
The Speak Your Mind Instagram will still exist, so
yeah, we could just do it.
every once in a while. Surprise everybody.
Okay. Do you see hosting podcasts again in both of your futures?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think I would do like another one outside of this one.
Just so you wouldn't do one without me.
Yeah. I don't like. Oh, you know, we got that special pact. No, I don't like. It was awesome. Like it was really fun. But maybe if like I had time to devote to this and this only, you know, which that's not going to be the case for, I feel like, a few years. But like I wouldn't write it off. Like you never know, right? A little bit of time. I wouldn't plan on it. I wouldn't jump into anything. But it could be something in the future.
Yeah, I sent a text with a friend, and I will read the conversation because I said, all good things unfortunately must come to an end.
Yeah.
And she goes, for other good things to start. And I was like, touche. So I think that kind of sums it up, is like the stars have to align, obviously. But I think we're both really happy that we dipped our feet in.
Yeah. This topic I would like to do a podcast in. Like this mm-hmm. conversation, like this type of. Like that's, I don't think I would do anything. Like, I don't care to talk about like hockey or to talk about like.
Well, we could talk about music.
Like, music. I feel like music kind of fits in with our.
Yeah. Okay. Well, last question, and then we'll read some of the comments because the comments are just heartwarming. So what the heck are you doing now?
Nothing. What am I doing now? We got a baby coming. That's kind of the biggest thing. And I'm enjoying being a father, like a full-time father right now with Slater. I'm doing a little studying to get into the sports, like strength and conditioning world. And that would be of interest to me. So that's kind of taken up our time. We got into like the looking at doing a rental property. So that's been interesting. So just trying to like get to know different things, and nothing that's going to take up my time completely, because I've really been enjoying seeing Slater grow up, and that's just going to amplify when he has a sibling. So that's about it, man. That's all I got on my plate. So,
and golf. Got,
yeah, golf coming up. That's been I don't know how much I'll be able to, but a kid can dream, right?
You'll find a way.
Yeah.
Just know that my favorite tee time is 6:30 in the morning.
I'm with you there, 100%.
First tee time on the golf course, you finish 18 holes in 2.5 hours. It is the greatest feeling in the world.
And it's like a little like dewy, and it's not like perfection. Super hot. Sun's coming up.
It's perfection.
Yeah, I agree.
What am I doing now? Well, yeah, just fighting allergies currently. But other than that, yeah, just going to keep speaking. I did a speech yesterday and got one next week. So definitely, going to keep trying to embrace that aspect of things, because once again, I never anticipated doing that, but, it's been really, you know, powerful, and it's been quite a growth journey as well. I don't know if it's something I'll do for the rest of my life, but I know that right now I am grateful for it. And then other than that, I think just, I don't know, man, I got 5 weddings this summer. I'm in 4 of them. I have 4 stags. I have a lot going on. So honestly, just for me, looking ahead to a really exciting and fun summer, but also making sure I'm taking care of myself. And I pushed off finding a new therapist for quite some time, and I just dove head first and found a new therapist in Calgary. So I got an appointment with her on March 25th, and we'll see how that goes. So nice. I think just like, you know, continuing to prioritize my well-being and making sure that I'm not getting too ahead of myself, making sure setting boundaries, while also practicing what I preach, because I'm a stubborn ass little bitch sometimes. Well, we all are.
You gotta change your language. Remember, we learned that in the podcast, is use the right language when you talk to yourself.
Okay, so stubborn little.
No, you can be. That's not you though. You, yeah. It's not like, you know, you're not all the time.
I came out of left field. I understand. It's because I'm tired. It's because I'm overtired, and you know, crazy things come to mind. So that's what we're doing. And I try to make it to Toronto here and there. So I know that one of my first texts will always be to this this wonderful man sitting across from me. And yeah, I'll continue to ask questions about being a father, how to be married. And I know that you are full of advice.
Yeah, I don't have anything for you right now, but you'll be great.
Do you want to read the comments? Do you want to go one for one?
Yes.
Biggest thing I learned from your podcast is that it's okay to be vulnerable and to talk about it. Be vocal about it. Also, seeing you being happy after such a tragedy, it's okay to be happy post-trauma. Much love.
Yeah, that's a nice one. We got thanks you two for always being genuine. That's what stuck out more than anything in your episodes. There are always sound bites and quotes you could look back on as impactful, but what you brought each time was real and raw emotion. Thank you for showing yourselves and willing to be vulnerable. You're both great guys.
I freaking love that one. That just tugs. Oh, yeah. No question. Just love you guys and super proud of you. Thanks for being you.
That's nice too. Congratulations and major kudos for all the important conversations you fired up.
Hell yeah. No, that wasn't a comment. Next comment. Great work, fellas. Hey, thank you for listening. Thank you for being here.
Cheers, boys. You were great, and I hope you had some fun along the way.
Did you have fun, Riley?
I did. I had lots of fun. Trying to think of which episode was like extra fun. You know which one was a lot of fun? This one goes way back. Was JoJo.
Oh, yeah. JoJo, you know what? Yeah. Yeah. That was episode 2, 3?
That was real early, yeah.
You two made such a difference to so many people. You helped open up the conversations and make mental health more of a priority and more common to talk about in everyday conversations. So proud of you both. I know you will continue to do such amazing things in this space. I love that. Appreciate that a lot.
It's nice when people, I mean, all comments are nice, but like you can just feel the, you know, the love.
The love.
Yeah. Congrats on the work you guys have done the past few years. Loved it. Few years. That's crazy.
Yeah, right? Like we've essentially been like dating for 3 years. Okay, Tyler, helped.
You listen to too much Taylor Swift or something. Some of the quotes you pulled out today are too Swift.
Because I'm tired and I'm just, my sinuses are slapping me in the face. Tyler, you've helped so many people over the past years talking about your journey and being open to conversation. Hugs. Ah, that is so special. And, I know who this is and love you lots.
All right, last one. You guys, especially Riley, helped me get through one of the hardest times of my entire life. I'll always be grateful for everything you've done and everything you both continue to do. Thank you for being so outspoken about the importance and validity of mental health.
That is such a good way to finish. Wow. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, it's nice to
cry. Just let out the tears.
For me, I was just going to say, like, as you, the stage of life,
my God.
It's on. The thing is, my phone is on do not disturb. The alarm system is on disarmed.
Okay, people, this is actually why we're canceling the podcast, because Riley does not know how to work technology.
I got to figure out the notification. So if you hear it ring again, I'm not going to do it right now. But
Keesh, where are you?
Yeah, I don't know what she's doing. It's nice to get a compliment or just like positive feedback when it's something that's like a little more impactful than scoring a goal or
for sure,
you know. And I think that's an important thing that I've learned, is that there's so many ways to like help people in the like smallest, tiniest way. And those rewards, as much as you're helping other people and you're doing something for other people, a lot of that is like helpful for yourself too, you know. There's like an energy you get from it that is powerful. So the comments,
there's so many ways to be kind.
Yeah,
but now na 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 na, hey, goodbye, na 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 na, goodbye. We're gonna have to go to a concert together someday.
Would love to go to this with you.
Oh, Revival. I can't wait to hear Revival. This is it. And Riley's wearing a hat that says Weekend Specials. So we hope you have a special weekend, weekday, week, year life. We love you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for helping us speak our minds. Well, we hope that that propelled you to speak yours, because you are amazing and you deserve to feel like you're not alone. And you deserve to feel like you're allowed to go through it. And I want you to remember that we love you. That's all I got.